Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, if you, like me, love this podcast, then why not show it some support and come and see me at wildinbed.com, where you can become one of my cherished VIP club members, where you can enjoy the ad-free version of this podcast so nothing gets in the way of our pleasure. So, tonight is birthday night. Yay! 2 years ago, we started this crazy roller coaster ride of a podcast. And we're still here and not been banned, which is a miracle in its own right. So, over the past few weeks, I've been collating the fantasies you sent in. So, today you have a smorgasbord of fantasies. Yes, it's one story. But you're going to get several fantasies in there. All merged into one little story. So I hope it works. It might be one of those things like a recipe where you just throw everything into the pot and think, ugh, that's disgusting. Or you might think, this is fantastic. Now, this special episode is sponsored by the rather excellent leatherdelights.co.uk. Yep, you heard me right. They're a .co.uk. But they ship worldwide and their products are world class. You know, years ago, I don't know if you know this, but I used to work adult clubs as a stage entertainment. Not what you're thinking. But it was interesting. And being around some of the BDSM clubs, and as anybody who has tried any form of bondage will tell you, that quality products makes all the difference. Particularly quality leather. It adds a certain interest, shall we say. It adds another level to the BDSM. You don't want leather that's going to chafe or strap or anything, and a well-made piece is vital, is well worth it. If you're going to try some bondage or BDSM, you need some quality leather. Now, what makes Leather Delights different is that every piece is actually handmade. It's not mass-produced. And does come with a lifetime guarantee, which means you know you can avoid any nasty mishaps at those critical moments. So go on, go and visit leatherdelights.co.uk. That's leatherdelights.co.uk. So you can say thank you for making this show tonight possible. They're even giving you a 10% discount code on anything you want. Just use the code WILD at checkout. Now, I'm trusting, I sincerely hope, that you can remember that code. Yes, spelt just as my name, WYLDE. Or follow the link in this episode's notes. You won't regret it. You know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in. Close your eyes. And surrender to the pleasure of my voice, moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to surrender, just go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment. And release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner passion as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body as you enjoy tonight's show. Melissa stared at the ceiling, her eyes looking unseeingly at the ceiling fan, tracing its slow path in the shadows of the night, closing her eyes She just knew sleep was beyond her at the moment. She ate far too much for sleep. It had been 3, maybe 4 months since she and Chris had had sex. Damn, she could barely remember how it felt. Turning on her side, she looked at his back as he slept, a gentle snore emphasizing his slumber, slipping her hand down over her stomach, pressing under the waistband of her pajamas, moving over her mound. The heat that burnt between her thighs scorched her fingertips. Her feminine desire kissed a warm line down her thighs, emphasizing her need. Pulling her hand back up, she didn't want to get herself off. She wanted Chris to get her off, for them to share it. God, she wanted to have him inside her. They might be rapidly approaching middle age, or maybe just past it, but they were more than physically capable. It just wasn't normal not having a decent sex life at their age. When she met her friends and they spoke of their apparently passionate sex lives, she just smiled and nodded. She'd always been the quiet mouse of the group anyway, so no one expected her to wax lyrical about her sex life. In truth, they probably assumed she just had sex once a week, on a Sunday morning, and that was it. Kissing the top of Chris's back, her hand sliding over his waist and invading his shorts, her fingers gently caressing his flaccid cock. Chris moaned gently before his fingers gripped her wrist slightly and pushed her hand back as he muttered, "Not now, sweetheart, I'm tired." Melissa rolled onto her back and once again stared at the ceiling. She shouldn't be annoyed, she thought, but Chris's interest in her physically had waned dramatically over the past year. Sure, the rest of their relationship was fine, but it felt like they were companions more than lovers, and she needed the lover part of their relationship. Now, more than she ever had. It made her feel so ugly and unwanted when he rejected her, letting her hand slip over her stomach. Feeling her unwanted curves, she began to wonder if that was the issue. She wasn't a spring chicken anymore, and after giving birth to 3 kids, and the enemy of gravity doing its worst, she wasn't as slim as she once was. She was still petite, her dark, curly hair now flecked with grey. She wondered if she had actually let herself go. She cursed herself for even thinking it. Chris's hair was thinning. His stomach drooped a little more than when she had met him. That was life, she thought. Before her frustration turned to anger, she slipped out of the marital bed, needing to find a distraction so she might sleep again. Not daring to turn the TV on for fear of the sound waking Chris and him being grouchy all day, she went to their PC. Actually, in reality, it was Chris's PC for his work as a designer. But she did occasionally use it and just about could remember how to navigate the internet. Opening the browser, she tried to remember the web address of some good porn sites. Her friends would be shocked if they knew she watched porn. But recently, it was the only way she got any orgasms. She would buy a vibrator, but was sure Chris would trip over it eventually, and he could be such a prude about things. So she relied on her fingers and imagination. Flipping through the endless categories on the screen, she eventually settled on cunnilingus. She adored receiving oral sex. It was just so intimate and sensuous. Possibly more so than having Chris inside her. Watching the screen, the woman knelt over the man's stubbled face as she watched her lower herself onto his lips. Melissa could feel the heat burning through her pussy
almost automatically. Her hands slipped back into her pajama bottoms and explored her pussy, stroking her fingers along the length of her folds. She was just so damn wet. The woman's face contorted into an expression of absolute pleasure as his tongue gently circled her clit. Melissa's finger mirrored his tongue, circling her own clit slowly, resisting the urge to just rub it enthusiastically. She knew her orgasm would be so much more intense because of it, denying her nub the pleasure it craved, her eyes fixated on the screen. The man eventually lifted his head back and with two fingers spanked the woman's clit, a shudder of intense pleasure shaking through her body, her fingers tightened in his hair as he resumed circling her clit gently. Mesmerized, Melissa pulled her pajamas down and spanked her own clit with two fingers. There was a brief bolt of electricity that passed through her pussy, descending into a warm glow that resonated through her whole body. As she continued to gently circle it, it was becoming increasingly difficult to restrain this need to touch her clit and let the onslaught of the orgasm she needed so bad to explode through her body. Watching the man on the screen suck the woman's clit and then drag his teeth along it slowly sent a fresh jolt of heat right into her clit. Melissa grasped her clit between her fingernails and dragged it, her thighs tense with the intensity of electricity assaulting every nerve in her body. Finally, his tongue descended on her clit, flicking it voraciously. Relief gripped Melissa's body as her fingers found her clit, rubbing it furiously. Her body's reaction mirrored the woman in the screen. Her thighs tensed and twisted with the raptures of pleasure, her orgasm burning through every cell in her body. She bit on her free hand, suppressing a loud moan as her orgasm erupted deep in her core. Panting heavily, she slowly slipped her fingers away from her clit. Lifting them to her lips, she sucked her juices from them, the taste emphasizing, the sensations moving through her. As her heartbeat slowed, her panting calmed, Melissa's sensibilities returned. She knew Chris would be using the computer in the morning, just as he always did, and she did not want him knowing she had been watching porn. So pressing on the history tab, she deleted her adventure from the list. For some reason, her eyes were drawn down the list. One name stuck out. Kinky Friend Finder. Curious, she clicked on it. The page opened to announce it as a premium place to meet online friends who shared an interest in BDSM. Melissa just mouthed a silent, "Oh." Transfixed, she scrolled down the screen. Profile after profile moved up the page of women and men, either tied, gagged, red from spanking, or, well, she wasn't quite sure how to describe some of it, but it sure as hell didn't look comfortable. Assuring herself it was probably an advert Chris had accidentally clicked on, she moved back to his history. More and more pages were evident from Kinky Friend Finder. He seemed to be on it several times a day. Profile after profile showed up. Women who wanted to dominate or be dominated. Women into bondage, spanking, chastising, punishing. Is this really what Chris was into? Before the kids, they had messed around with some games, but this was a completely new league. To Melissa, this was a world she never really knew existed. Her friends had discussed spanking, but the way they said it was sensuous. This was brutal. Looking up at the top right of the screen, she noticed a blank profile image, and underneath it a red flashing message. "You have new mail." Sucking in a breath, she steeled herself for whatever might lay beyond that flashing red message, and clicked it. The screen rapidly filled with a long list of messages, most of them apparently red, but the top one remained highlighted, and presumably unread. Not wanting any evidence of her discovery, Melissa decided not to open the message, just to content herself with reading the introduction. "Hi, ChrisDom71. I would love to switch with you. Just look at my profile video, and you'll see how experienced I am in the scene." Melissa managed to resist her curiosity for a whole 30 seconds before clicking the link for Red Curls 86 profile. A series of photos and videos appeared on the screen. Judging by the mass of red curls on her head, her name was well chosen. Unfortunately, she had no other hair to show if she was natural or not. Maybe she was just a mousy brown that had got bored. She had managed to string a whole 3 sentences together as a profile, Melissa mused, obviously relying on the videos that taunted Melissa as a way to attract mates. Unable to resist any longer, she just had to click play. The screen flickered for a moment before the video started. This was obviously a homemade movie, she thought. A large bed dominated the screen. It looked overly fluffy to Melissa. But that thought quickly vanished as Red Curls 86 walked into shot. Her skin looked like porcelain white against her black lingerie. A long robe framed her body as she moved around the screen. As she held her hands up, she held what seemed to be manacles. She stared straight at the camera, beckoning someone to come nearer. There was something darkly fascinating about the video, something that seemed to draw Melissa in. There was an air about it, a tension quite unlike the sensuality of the last video she watched. She tried for a moment to stop it playing, telling herself she didn't like this kind of thing. She couldn't. She was a good girl. Something fascinated her about what was going to happen next. Suddenly, the unmistakable view of a man's ass walked into shot from behind the camera. Taking the manacles from Red Curls 86's open hand, he attached one to her wrist and then led her to the bed. She lay on the bed as he threaded the chain of the manacles through the metal bed frame and secured her other wrist in the waiting manacle. Red Curls 86's body writhed on the bed, pulling against her bondage, pushing her legs down. Her body twisted in some act of denial. For the first time, the man turned side on, and Melissa got a full view of his throbbing erection. Gasping involuntarily at his size, her pussy still throbbed from her earlier orgasm. But damn, it throbbed again. Her whole pussy felt like it was suddenly electric. The man grabbed Red Curls 86's ankle, but she kicked back, like some naughty child who was refusing to go to bed. She wrenched her ankle from his grip. Obviously displeased with her, the man wrapped his arms around her legs before pushing them back over her head. Suddenly, Red Curls 86 looked so vulnerable and prone. The man brought his hand round in a swift arc. The crack as his hand spanked her ass, clearly audible, as it echoed around the empty room. Melissa swore she could feel the sensation of his hand spanking her intimately through her whole body. Her pussy clutched aggressively for the sensation. Confusion veiled her mind. This wasn't her. Sure, she'd heard about things like this, but it really wasn't for her. She only liked soft, sensuous sex. didn't she?" The man's hand connected once again on the bare flesh of Red Curls 86's ass. Melissa's pussy responded in perfect time, throbbing angrily. Biting her lips, she realized how dry they were, and from the sensation moving down her thigh, how wet her pussy was. Red Curls 86 cried loudly at the stroke, before gyrating her hips slowly. The pleasure she was enjoying, quite obvious. The man let Red Curls 86's legs drop back to the bed and walk toward the camera, giving Melissa a very close view of his erection as it swayed in the air. Licking her lips, dark thoughts invaded her mind. Images played inside her head, things that she'd never imagined before. He grabbed the camera and moved it to the foot of the bed, where the redhead still writhed. Every now and then, Melissa caught a glimpse of her sparkling pussy lips, swollen and red. They looked so hot, so sensitive, so inviting. Unbeknownst to her, Melissa's hand had already moved between her thighs, and her fingers were teasing her clit slowly as she watched every movement. The man appeared back in shot again, holding another pair of manacles, his voice dark and annoyed as he spoke. "If you're going to act like a brat, then I will punish you like one." Grabbing a loose ankle, he quickly fastened a manacle strap, lacing the chain through the metal bed frame. He then attached the free manacle to her other ankle. Red Curls 86's shaven pussy was fully visible now. It positively glowed from the spanking. The glimmer of dampness shimmered over the sensual pink. Producing a blindfold, he fixed it around Red Curls 86's head before kneeling on the bed. Melissa didn't know why she hadn't noticed the strange leather item before, but it had always been there. She just hadn't noticed it. Until now, as he was reaching for it, the closest thing she could describe it as was a miniature cat of nine tails that she'd seen in pirate stories when she was a kid. Whatever it was, the man stood with it at the side of the bed, shaking its strands loose for a moment before he brought it down against the inside of the redhead's thighs. Pink glow spread over her pale skin. Her body writhed. Damn it, Melissa could see her pussy throbbing. Without thinking, Melissa parted her thighs and brought her hand down as hard as she could. A delicious sting spread through her body, quickly followed by a warm glow that invaded every cell. She suddenly realized she was panting. Quick, sharp gasps that seemed to fuel the ache between her thighs, an ache quite different to anything she had experienced before. Watching the continued flogging of Red Curls 86's thighs, her fingers marking every crack with her own intimate spanking, her pussy burning with desire, a fire so furious she didn't know if she could hold back any longer. Suddenly, the man stood still as he studied the writhing woman on the bed. For the first time, Red Curls 86 spoke, her voice gentle and soft. "Please, sir, I'll be good. Please satisfy your little slut." The man said nothing in response, just walking up to her, his fingers caressing her jawline in what Melissa thought was one of the most sensuous touches she had ever witnessed. Suddenly there was a noise from the bedroom. She could hear Chris getting out of bed. Looking at the clock on the screen, it was 6 a.m. Damn, how long has she been watching this? Quickly deleting her history and shutting the computer down, she pulled her pajama bottoms back into their normal position, grabbed a book from the side and sat down on the sofa quickly. She was still furious with Chris for whatever the fuck he was up to. Probably meeting these women while he said he was out working all day. No wonder he was too tired to fuck Melissa. But right now, her mind was still shocked by her reaction to the video, and really couldn't think straight. It was her day off. She needed to do grocery shopping anyway. But more than anything, she needed to think. Breakfast passed cordially. Chris was obviously aware that he had rejected Melissa again last night and really didn't want to speak about it. Melissa had a whole lot of other things going on through her mind and didn't know where to start. Eventually, Chris leaned down and kissed her on the forehead before saying goodbye. He was going to be late tonight. She watched him leave and then breathed out a deep sigh of relief. Making another coffee, despite not feeling at all tired, she sat down at the kitchen table. She just needed to get everything straight in her mind. So, was Chris meeting these women? Is that where he was gone all day and working late? After raising the children and watching them become young adults, she had stayed loyal to him all these years. That thought really did make her blood boil. Through the harsh kiss of caffeine, a plan formed in her mind. She needed to know. She could contact these women and ask, but would they be honest? They were probably married themselves and didn't need the hassle. Instead, she would have to join them, she decided. A temptation for Chris, maybe, and to see what he does. Yes, it could lead to the end of their marriage, but if this was the way things were going, wasn't their marriage over anyway? Happy with her logic, she looked through her underwear collection. The years had not been favourable to her on it. The only sexy lingerie she owned was now sadly far too tight. That was easily remedied, though. There was a lingerie shop on her way to the grocery store. If she was going to put photos up on the internet of herself, she was going to have to disguise herself somehow. Maybe they had something in the lingerie shop that she could use. But then there was another problem. She couldn't get the images of the manacles out of her head, nor the flogger. There was something in her that was so deeply unsatisfied and wanted to experience these things. Where this had come from, she had no idea. Or maybe it had always been there, she had just ignored it. She decided she needed to buy a pair of manacles, just to experience them on her own. Maybe a wrist at a time, or maybe just her ankles. She was just so fascinated, and it made her pussy ache so much at the thought. Melissa returned to the PC. This was obviously very new to her, so she needed to find out more. Like she did when they bought their dishwasher. She trawled the internet for reviews of manacles. Disappointingly, they repeatedly mentioned chafing, or discomfort, or poor quality that just broke. One poor couple had found the manacles wouldn't unlock after they'd used them. Melissa found herself wondering if they had to call in a locksmith. A gentle giggle echoed from her lips, and a wry smile at the image of the locksmith's face when he entered the bedroom. After what seemed like hours and many cups of coffee, she eventually found some positive reviews. Words like handmade and quality product always gave her an added reassurance when she was buying anything. Most of the reviews seemed to point to one website. Melissa typed it into her browser, leatherdelights.co.uk. Sure, it was in England. Maybe they had a local stockist or they could ship. If she was going to try this, she wanted the best she could get. Damn, she didn't want something that was going to snap the first time she used it. And she certainly didn't want chafed wrists and ankles. The website flickered open. She expected a few items. She didn't expect this amount. Her eyes, her mind were opened to a whole new world. And all she could manage to say was a silent, "Wow." Lilac had always been a favourite colour of hers, so she elected for a lilac suede lining, as she added leather wrist and ankle cuffs to her cart, along with some simple leather straps. She continued perusing the site, quite frankly getting excited by the images playing through her mind. She hadn't realised it before, but her sex life had been at the whim of other people, and it felt so liberating to decide on something that was just for her. Melissa felt a glow of pride as she added a flogger and blindfold as well, selecting international delivery. Sure, it was going to take a few days, but that gave her time to put the rest of her plan in motion. Her trip to the grocery store was unusually brief. However, her trip to the lingerie store took a lot longer. She had to admit it was disappointing that she had actually gone up 2 sizes since she last bought lingerie. But that had been before the kids were born. On a good day, Melissa might have hopefully called herself curvaceous. The problem was the curves all seemed to be in the wrong places, she thought as she looked in the full-length mirror at her naked form. An activity she did only extremely reluctantly, pulling her chosen lingerie out of the shopping bags. She noticed how good it felt to slip into the soft material, feeling it caress her body. Damn, it felt so good to put lingerie on again. Forget Chris and whatever stupid games he was playing. She felt good, and right now that's all she wanted. She felt special. With the rush of excitement still glowing over her, she took out her phone and eventually managed to get a position that showed her new underwear without showing her face. If this was going to work, she would eventually have to find a wig or a mask to cover her identity. But for now, this would do. Returning to the PC, the cold leather of the chair kissed teasingly along the back of her naked thighs, the lingerie doing nothing to stop its temptation. She wriggled slightly in the seat as the cold of the material caressed her folds through her sheer underwear. She felt so naughty. So powerful. Opening up Kinky Friend Finder again, she logged out as Chris and then pondered on the screen name she might use. She couldn't say Melissa. Chris would figure that out for sure, remembering an old school friend. A girl with attitude. Somebody you might describe as sassy. She entered Morag86 into the box and uploaded her photos. The website seemed to insist on a little text, even though she doubted anyone would actually read it. When she had confirmed her details, she searched for ChrisDom71, resisting the urge to look at his photos for the moment, and just fueled her anger further. She took a deep breath and clicked Send Message to ChrisDom71 and started typing, "Hi Chris, I'm new here and I love your profile. I was hoping you might show me the ropes." Pausing for a moment, and doubtful over whether she should even be doing this, she eventually whispered, "Fuck it," and pressed send. So, has Melissa opened up a can of worms? Has she created a problem? Is there something else going on? Well, to find out, you're just going to have to tune in next week. Now, please do remember to go and visit leatherdelights.co.uk. They have been very kind in sponsoring the show. It's always nice. Sponsorship makes these things possible. Without it, you wouldn't have a story at all. So next week, we can find out what happens with Melissa's email message to Chris. And maybe discover what is actually happening out there. So until next week, when we can get wild in bed all over again, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.